Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from somewhere over the Atlantic Ocean, we hear from Dr. Anne Garrido, an associate professor of homiletics at Aquinas Institute of Theology, St. Louis, Missouri. Her preaching today is entitled, The Pentecost Explosion.
A reading from the book of Acts of the Apostles. When the time for Pentecost was fulfilled, they were all in one place together. And suddenly there came from the sky a noise like a strong driving wind, and it filled the entire house in which they were. Then there appeared to them tongues as of fire, which parted and came to rest on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in different tongues as the Spirit enabled them to proclaim. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven staying in Jerusalem. At this sound they gathered in a large crowd, but they were confused because each one of them heard them speaking in his own language. They were astounded, and in amazement they asked, "Are not all these people who are speaking Galileans? Then how does each of us hear them in his own native language? We are Parthians, Medes, and Elamites, inhabitants of Mesopotamia, Judea, and Cappadocia, Pontus, and Asia, Phrygia, and Pamphylia, Egypt, and the districts of Libya near Cyrene, as well as travelers from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs. Yet we hear them speaking in our own tongues of the mighty acts of God." Once upon a time, and I start that way because the story I'm about to tell sounds like a fairy tale, though it's not. Once upon a time in late spring 1908, at around 7 in the morning, in one of the most remote areas of Siberia, a bizarre event occurred that up to this day, the best scientific minds in the world still do not totally understand. In the Pokopanaya Tunguska River region, there was a mighty blast with wave after wave after wave of light and wind so forceful that people over 100 miles away were knocked off their feet and Richter scales around the globe jumped. One of the only eyewitnesses of the event in this sparsely populated area describes that as he was looking north, the sky suddenly split in two and fire appeared high and wide over the forest. And the heat was so intense that he thought his shirt was on fire. And then moments later, he heard what sounded like multiple cannons firing. For several nights thereafter, the sky remained aglow. There are reports of people as far away as Sweden and Scotland being able to read their newspapers outside at midnight and being able to take pictures without a flash. Because the area was so remote and the Russian politics of the time so unstable, it took a scientific exploration team 20 years to reach that site. And when they got there, can you imagine what they found? 800 square miles of trees flattened in a radial pattern away from the epicenter of the explosion. But at the epicenter itself, no crater. Instead, a 5-mile zone of scorched tree trunks standing upright from the ground like toothpicks. What on earth had happened here? Once upon a time, and yes, I have another story to tell that could also sound like a fairy tale, but I'm telling you that it is true also. In late spring, around the year 30, in one of the most backwater remote areas of the Roman Empire, another bizarre event occurred that up to this day, the best theological minds in the world still do not fully understand. In the city of Jerusalem, a small group of Jesus' followers were thrust from their hiding place by a blast of wind and fire. They were overtaken by a force so intense that it felt as if the tops of their heads were ablaze. The noise of the event drew attention from those near and far, and what those disciples had to say about what had happened to them caused shockwaves that rippled around the world. Indeed, they're still rippling today. And again, the question, how to explain What exactly happened here? Over 1,000 scientific papers have now been published trying to reckon with that first mysterious event in Siberia, June 1908. The best guess is at the present moment is that a 220 million pound asteroid traveling at 35,000 miles an hour entered the Earth's atmosphere over Tunguska and disintegrated about 3 miles above the Earth's surface just before it hit the ground. But there are other theories, and no one knows for sure. All we know is how lucky we are as a planet that it took place in such a remote place. And over 1,000 theological tomes have been published trying to reckon with that second mysterious event in Jerusalem, perhaps June 30 AD, not to mention thousands of sermons, many of which will be presented today. At this moment in time, the best we can say is that on the day of Pentecost, the mighty Spirit of God that moved over the waters at creation, the mighty Spirit that had been promised to the people of Israel by the prophets, the mighty Spirit that forcefully animated Jesus' life from the moment of conception, the Spirit that Jesus then breathed back to his Father from the cross, what we can say is that that same mighty Spirit now exploded in the presence of Jesus' followers, causing the good news of Jesus' death and resurrection to ripple across time and space, reaching even us. The spiritual Richter scales around the globe that measure divine action are still catching waves of that day. And we still don't totally understand this event. We still don't have the mystery of Pentecost all wrapped up in a tidy theory. Even the best biblical scholars can't explain exactly what tongues of fire are. But what we do know is how lucky we are as a planet that this event did take place. And so this June 5th, we gather to give thanks for the dramatic inbreaking of the Holy Spirit into our history. And whereas the explosion at Tunguska brought unmitigated destruction from which the many were spared, the explosion of Pentecost brought the gospel of eternal life, that the many might be saved. And how blessed we are to continue to be rocked by the waves of this blast today. As we will pray in our liturgy of the day, may the Spirit continue to renew the face of our earth and kindle in us anew the fire of divine love.